from the 80s to now. If it's Aussie, it's here. The Scene on Mix 94.5.
G'day, this is Blake Williams, episode number 175 of The Scene. We are etching close towards that 200 big one, where it's all about Australian music. We do this live every Thursday from Mix 94.5 at 9 p.m. And this is the podcast, so thank you for listening to this and sharing it around. Tonight on this podcast, we're chatting to Matt from a band up in Broome in Western Australia called Whiskey A Go-Go, great rockers, plus with Fairbridge Festival starting this weekend, in fact, in Perth, we chat to Emma Bradstock from Fairbridge Festival about what we can expect the extra day this year as well, and what Fairbridge is really all about. Enjoy The Scene at Mix 94.5.
Supporting up-and-coming new Aussie music. This is The Scene on Perth's Mix 94.5.
And tonight we're heading up to the tropics to Broome with these guys. We're going to rock it up a bit. Whiskey A Go-Go is the band all the way up in Broome. Matt on the line. G'day, mate.
How you going, Blake?
I'm good, mate. We're going to talk about the Broome scene a little bit and what you guys are up to, but let's go back a little bit. So Whiskey A Go-Go, when did you guys get together?
Yeah, we all formed in late 2012. Quite a heavy band, a bit swampy, sort of rockish. A singer left and then Anne just sort of walked up on the doorstep and gave us a lot more class. we've been together ever since. Really a great experience.
Nice. Haven't looked back since. So tell me about the Broome live music scene. What's it like up there?
It's fairly good. You know, live music is suffering a bit Australia-wide.
Yeah.
Country towns are more into sort of the cover bands that get people up and dancing and that sort of stuff. In saying that, though, we get regular gigs at all the venues up here fairly easily.
It's interesting because as much as you are all the way up in Broome, you know, the thing about travelling or being a musician or a band in Australia is that if you are a regional sort of located band, in order to get to, you know, a big city, man, it's a long way. It's such a long way. And so do you often ever come down to Perth?
It's such a long way. And it's an extremely expensive process as well, Blake. You know, I suppose we're at that stage now where we want to get down to Perth more often. Mm. We played the Wham Festival last year in November.
That's where we met, actually, at one of the conferences that Wham had down there.
Which is unbelievable. I don't know if I should plug it, but that Wham Festival setup is just an amazing event. I gained so much experience and knowledge out of that.
You know, they have just a whole bunch of different things you can go to if you are an up-and-coming musician or band or whatever part of the music industry you think you may want to work in. They really do have something for everyone, really, you know, when it comes to marketing or who to contact or where to go, because especially, I guess, for you guys being so remote, you're so far away from that information as well, right?
That really sucks.
It
is. At the end of the day, it really sucks. It is very, very difficult. You know, we wouldn't have met you without that.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. But you are coming back to Perth for a gig. So run us through what's happening Scorcherfest on the 7th of May.
Runs from midday to midnight at Badlands Bar, East Perth, 30 bands or 30 artists playing over that period of time.
Anything else happening at all in Perth at that time, or that's the one you've locked in at the moment?
Next year, we've sort of lined up possible Nanup Festival. And
awesome.
Pretty much the main purpose we're heading down there is to record. And we're going to record with a fellow called James Newhouse.
Reel to Reel Studios.
Yeah, down in Bunbury.
And he just finished an album with The Waifs, which is in the top 20 albums in Australia.
Yes, yeah. And he's going to do a tour with Casey Chambers just before he sits down and listens to our noise.
Nice stuff, man. This is Whiskey A Go-Go on the scene tonight at Mix 94.5. Matt is with us from Broome. The guys will be in Perth. All the details on their Facebook page, which is Whiskey A Go-Go, which is A-U-G-O-G-O. And the link for that on our Facebook page at Mix 94.5. But, mate, let's do something from your brand new EP. So this is Baby Don't. Where'd this song come from?
We were rehearsing as a band and the guitarist just played a couple of, just sort of a bit of a riff. And I went, oh, I really like the sound of that. And then all of us got together on it, formed it into a song musically, off the cuff.
You make it sound too easy, mate.
that song probably was, actually. Like, yeah, honestly.
Okay, let's check it out. This is Whiskey A Go-Go with Baby Don't. And if you want to catch the guys, Scorcherfest at Badlands in Perth, 7th of May, which is a Sunday. And, mate, thanks again. And enjoy Broome. And hopefully we'll catch you for Whamfest next year.
Thanks, Blake.
See you, mate.
Hey, this is Vance Joy.
Hey, this is Grace.
My name's Josh.
And I'm Jordy.
We're San Francisco.
Howdy, y'all. This is John Butler.
Hanging out with Blake on the scene at Mix 94.5.
We have one of the greatest kind of climates in Western Australia for outdoor festivals, and we really try and support festivals wherever we can on this show. Happening in about a week or so is one of WA's best kept secrets, really. It is Fairbridge Festival. It's all about folk and blues and discovering new artists. And one of the members, I'm going to say of the board, even though I said I wasn't going to say of the board, Emma Bradstock on the show. G'day, Em.
Hi, how are you, Blake?
Very good. You are on the board, but what else do you do with Fairbridge Festival?
So I run my own art projects each year. They're kind of designed for kids, but also for giant kids like
yeah.
myself.
Yeah.
I did a rainbow serpent last year, and this year we're doing kind of like a gorilla style pop-up murals within trees, which will be really
okay.
fun.
Sweet. So, well, this is kind of the thing about Fairbridge. It is really, it's a discovery play center for all beings,
definitely.
All creatures, because I guess run us through the ethos of this. It's about discovering something you would never have found or thought you would find before.
Yeah. So like I tell my friends that I'm going to this festival and they go, oh, who's playing? And I go, oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because that's not what it's about. It's not about going to see this headline act. It's about, you know, hanging out in this amazing wonderland of music and just good people. And I like knowing that I can go to any of these stages and I'm going to have an amazing time and I'm not going to know the words to the song. And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
okay. And I'm going to get to sit down
yeah.
and watch a band and have a glass of wine. And I just really like that.
And you're not going to hear Run to Paradise played once, which is a very
we
good thing.
We did have an act one year that did folk versions of metal and rock songs. It was
nice.
Actually amazing.
Nice.
But no, probably won't hear.
You won't hear that one. And it runs for a few days, doesn't it?
Yeah, so actually this year is our 25th anniversary, so wow. it runs for 4 days. So normally it runs from Friday through to Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
and then everyone goes home and they have jobs. But we thought as a gift to sort of say thank you for supporting us for 25 years, we've tacked on this extra day. So I guess it just means that our program has a little bit more breathing room.
Very, very cool. Now, you did mention that, of course, it's not about the headliners, which it's not, but who are some of the, I guess, maybe bigger acts that you'd like to highlight? Some that you're really looking forward to seeing, perhaps?
One, his name is Jarlath Henderson, which mm-hmm. I love. That's so folky. And he's from the UK. And he actually has won a bunch of, you know, awards for folk music. But he's got this kind of real traditional folk feel, a lot of, like, Irish and honestly,
fiddles.
He's just stunning. So I'm really excited for him. Super pumped to see that. I think it's going to be great.
But again, like you said, it's about discovering, which is awesome. What
yeah.
about West Australian artists?
So, you know, there's a whole heap of people in there. The Junkadelic Brass Band is one a lot of people have heard of. They're mm-hmm. great in the parade because all of their or most of their instruments are made from junk. So they often run workshops
yep.
with our kids and create their own instruments.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
I love
it's very
that idea.
Cool. So and they, you know, they get down and dirty with us. Incredible. So we've got them. And we've got Odette Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
She is very soul, kind of beautiful.
She's
so
got a great
she'll be there
voice.
As well.
This is a
She's
bit of her.
Fantastic.
In fact.
She just don't love you. Ain't nothing you can do.
Very, very funky, and you can
yeah.
recognise a lot of great Perth musicians in her backing band as well.
Yeah, she's
in
fantastic, and her entire band is just, you know, they're super slick, super professional.
All right, awesome. The website is fairbridgefestival.com.au to start in about a week or so. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is just an hour away from Perth, if that. Head on down and you really discover something new that you may not have heard or seen or experienced before. Emma, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
G'day, this is Rick Brewster from the Angels.
Hi, this is Wendy Matthews.
Hi, this is Kate Soprano.
This is Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets, and you are listening to The Scene on Mix 94.5.